Well, it's been 2 or 3 years. I'm not sure exactly how long since I first played around with AudioBoo. Heard about it at a Melmdex conference. But here it is a few years later, and I've made my way back, and they've really done some nice things with the app. So I am test driving here, and rather than just rambling, I am going to read a few of my favorite passages from Kevin Kelly's book, What Technology Wants. And let's just scroll down from page 291. Technologies have a social dimension beyond their mere mechanical performance. We adopt new technologies largely because of what they do for us, but also in part because of what they mean to us. Often we refuse to adopt technology for the same reason, because of how avoidance reinforces or shapes our identity. Groups or individuals will reject all kinds of technologically advanced innovations simply because they can, or because everyone else accepts them, or because they clash with their self-conception. That one's a little close to home because I think that may describe sort of my resistance to Facebook. Here's from page 306. If you want to worry about something, don't worry about the folks who are currently offline. They'll stampede on faster than you think. Instead, you should worry about what we are going to do when everyone is online, when the internet has 6 billion people and they're all emailing at once, when no one is disconnected and is always on day and night, when everything is digital and nothing's offline, when the internet is ubiquitous. That will produce unintended consequences worth worrying about. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? And let's see, is there one more here? How about from page 331? Think of the 100 billion times per day humans click on one web page or another as a way of teaching the web what we think is important. Each time we forge a link between words, we teach an idea. We think we're merely wasting time when we surf mindlessly or we blog an item. But each time we click a link, we strengthen a node somewhere in the supercomputer's mind, thereby programming the machine by using it. Kevin Kelly's What Technology Wants. Great read. Highly recommend it.